The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. I wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Big Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson, I'm your host. This is week 15 early betting trends. Joining me to break it down, to look at what's going to happen in the future, to tell you what's going to happen in the future, or maybe guess what's going to happen in the future. Job Breach, what's up, buddy?
Brinson, I bought a crystal ball. I've been looking at it. I know exactly what's going to happen. I already know, and I'm here to tell everyone.
I killed a mouse for this show.
I'm not surprised.
I'm just kidding. The PETA, don't get mad at me. I have my electronic mouse for this computer died. The good news is, though, I'll know to charge it before the recap show of Sunday night, which is actually...
I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas, then.
A new mouse?
Yes.
If you get me a mouse, I will fly the mouse. I will buy that mouse a first-class ticket and fly it to Nashville and leave it in your house somewhere.
Mice aren't allowed on a plane. That's ridiculous.
If you put a mouse in a suit and a tie and you buy him a first-class ticket, he can do whatever he wants on an airplane. Sir, you can't have TSA pre-check. Anywho, let's talk about... So we got two games left, 1.5 games left in week 14. A crazy week. Lots of things that will, you know, repercussions from week 14 will, you know, carry on throughout the rest of the season with some of the crazy stuff that happened. We will recap that all after Sunday Night Football here on the Pick Six Podcast YouTube page, youtube.com/picksix. In the meantime, Breach, what's your first best bet for week 15? Your first early best bet?
49ers, Brinson, favored by 3 to cover against the Seahawks. This game, I feel like San Francisco should be favored by more. But I think the point spread is where it is because, number one, they have still have a rookie quarterback, Brock Purdy. And we don't know if Deebo Samuel is going to play because he got pretty banged up with his ankle. And when you consider the fact that this game's Thursday night, that is a short turnaround. Even if the injury is not that bad, I think it's unlikely we see him. But you know what? That's fine. If Deebo wants to take the week off to let his ankle heal, I think the 49ers still rolled. They beat the Seahawks by 20 points earlier in the season. The defense is even better now than it was earlier in the season. And Brock Purdy actually looks like a competent quarterback.
Competent? It's awesome.
And you know what? If the 49ers win this, they clinch the division title. So I think they will be out for blood. They might win by double digits. I love the 49ers in this spot.
Yeah, this is the obvious easy line move of the week, right? And it appears would have been one of my first picks for the 49ers. You know, did it go screaming towards the Niners? Because as you know, Seattle playing really well, Geno Smith having a fantastic season, almost a slam dunk for comeback of the year, just coming back from, I don't know, he's coming back from, is that like, you know, it's like when, well, I mean, he's coming back from like being Geno Smith, but he's not like, you know, coming back from an ACL tear or anything like that. Coming back from being Russell Wilson's backup, I guess. It's already 49ers -3.5, -115, which means it's almost certainly going to go to 4. Once you jump off that 3 number, like, it's not going to get to 7, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's like 49ers -5. I mean, this team, even without Deebo Samuel, like Christian McCaffrey is a freak. Like the dude's insane. And you know, you look at what he does in terms of receptions and where he catches the ball. It does a lot for that offense in terms of opening things up. And Brock Purdy, man, has been unafraid to sling it. Looks very comfortable in Kyle Shanahan's offense. Good decision maker. I mean, I tell you, that guy can, absolutely, operate. Like Kyle Shanahan can make a quarterback work in almost like any situation. What's next for you?
Next up is the Cincinnati Bengals favored by 3.5 points over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know what, Brendan? Here's a fun fact. There are only two teams in the NFL that have not lost a game since October. Team number one is the 49ers. Team number two is the Bengals. We saw what the 49ers did to the Buccaneers in week 14. Now Tampa Bay has to turn around and play the other team, the Bengals, in week 15. And look, whenever Tampa Bay has played a good team this year, they pretty much got rocked. And that's because the Buccaneers just aren't a very good team. And so when you look at what the Bengals can do, they can beat you in every way possible. Their defense is good. They have weapons. You want to get a shootout, they'll get in a shootout. You want a defensive slugfest, they'll do a defensive slugfest. So the fact that the Buccaneers have struggled against good teams, the Buccaneers are also 0-3 against the AFC North. I really, really, really like Cincinnati in this spot.
I mean, I pointed out that Joe Burrow was playing some of the best football, played some of the best football in the final four games of the season he played last year. And now he's starting to play the final, I guess it'd be final five games of the season, right? Is that right? And, you could say that Joe Burrow, didn't have, an elite game against the Bengals or against the Browns, but he had a perfectly good game and he dealt with a bunch of injured receivers. So I don't blame you for that at all. I think that when you look at this Bengals team, I wouldn't want to play him. I wouldn't, sure as hell, wouldn't want to see him in the playoffs if Burrow gets cooking the way that he did previously. And Tampa Bay, look, man, they're not very good. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. They got absolutely thrashed. They're plus 3.5 at home, minus 115. So maybe that comes back to three. I don't think it'll cross back down towards there. I think if anything, it would get closer. It'll grow towards Cincinnati because I don't think they care where they're playing. I think Burrow loves the idea of beating Tom Brady. And, he just likes getting hot in December. The month of December is when Burrow gets rolling. And playing Tom Brady, low total, 42. Tampa can't do a whole lot on offense. Wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals went in there and steamrolled them. What's next for you?
Next up, the Baltimore Ravens. Underdogs against the Cleveland Browns. 3-point underdogs? What? Are you kidding me? Have the odds makers watched Deshaun Watson play a single game since he's been back? He's been back 8 quarters.
Probably two of them.
Two full games. And the Browns have scored one offensive touchdown with Deshaun Watson. Brinson, I don't know if you know anything about football, but that's not good. One touchdown in two games is not good. And look, I know why the Ravens are underdogs here. It's because they're probably going to be down to their third string quarterback if Tyler Huntley and Lamar Jackson are both out. Huntley obviously injured in week 14 against the Steelers. But you know what? That's why the Ravens were underdogs in week 14 against the Steelers, because everybody said, well, it's their backup quarterback. The backup quarterback can't beat the Steelers. And then you know what? It wasn't even the backup. It was the third string quarterback, Anthony Brown. So I think that the Ravens are a better coach team. And I think that if you're going to give me plus three and they're playing a not so great Browns team with a not so great offense right now, I'm going to go ahead and just grab it and run away with it.
Yeah. It's actually moved down to 2.5. I was going to say, this is another obvious mover candidate in terms of where the line could go. And not because it's obvious where the line will go. It's just that the line is going to be dictated by what the quarterback situation is. I think that reflects it. Like, you make the Browns minus 3 at home with Deshaun Watson. You can't feel comfortable about it because how poorly he's played since he's come in, and he was much better in his second game than he was in his first game. Like, you could tell he knocked off some of the rust, but there's still plenty of it there. Not on the same page with all his receivers. Amari Cooper banged up as well. And, if Lamar Jackson is active for this game, I think this line moves 5 points. I think the Ravens are favored by 2 if Lamar is active, even though he frankly hadn't been playing that great. And if Tyler Huntley's able to play, it's maybe close to Ravens pick him. If it is Anthony Brown, it could shoot up to Browns minus 4. I mean, I feel like this is you won't see this line at every sports book that you look at, but Caesars has all the lines up. And I think it's sort of one where it's they don't really know what's going to go on with the quarterback situation. So that will probably dictate the move, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is more of a they think Anthony Brown will be the starter, because I feel like if it was Lamar Jackson or even Tyler Huntley, that the Ravens probably favored. I know you said pick him, but with Huntley, but I feel like they would probably be maybe a 1.5 point favorite. So
for the Browns or the Ravens?
Ravens.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, then, but so what are they with Lamar? Like -4? I think it's like minus.
Yeah, probably 3.
Man, that's 5-6 points.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but you get the point. Like the Ravens with Huntley or Lamar, you feel like they're going to beat the Browns.
Yes.
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 What else you got?
We're going to finish with the Lions, the Jets in New York. It's a pick 'em. And I pick the Detroit Lions because I'm going to start picking them every week. This team is on an absolute roll. They've won 5 of their past 6 games. They destroyed the Vikings. They would have won 6 of their past 6 games if they could have somehow beaten the Bills on Thanksgiving. Lost that game 28-25 because Josh Allen let a field goal drive down late. So, you know, besides that game, and that game was close. And then you look at what they've done. They beat the Giants. The Giants are a good team. They destroyed the Bears. They've just played so well. Dan Campbell has this team ready to roll. They feel like a dark horse playoff candidate. Jared Goff is on fire. Jameis Williams is back in the lineup, catches a touchdown pass against the Vikings. This team has a ton of weapons. The defense is good. I think they can beat the Jets. And if I just get a straight up pick, I am rolling with Detroit.
All I can think about when I look at this game and you realize just all I can think about is Biff Tannen and Back to the Future 2. When he's the old man and, you know, he goes up to his old, you know, he travels back. He goes up to his old self. He's like, hey, listen, knucklehead, some crazy old doctor and a kid's going to come looking for this almanac in 30 years. You hold on to this, you hide it. And he's like, what are you talking about, old man? Like, if you went up to somebody before the 2022 season started and said that the week 15 game between the Jets and the Lions is going to have massive playoff implications, like they're looking at you like a crazy old man who came back to the future. Was like, here's a book that tells you everything about the sports moving forward in the history of the world. So, you know, you'd be like, no, you're a fool. What are you talking about? That game's not going to be remotely like important for the playoff race, but it's a massive game. You know, the Jets are now, I believe currently in the 7 spot at 7-6, the Lions are in the 9 spot in the NFC at 6-7. I think this is kind of a, I would have a hard time taking the Jets. Like it's sort of a bet, like picking with my heart situation, which is always a stupid idea.
Don't pick with your heart, Brenton.
Right. Total 47.5. I mean, they're expecting surprisingly a lot of points in this game. I think the Lions get it done too. So I would probably lean towards the Lions, especially because we don't really know what's going to happen with the Jets quarterback situation. If Mike White was starting, would it be Jets -1 or -2? Or just still a picker, maybe?
Yeah, it's
if let me ask you this: if Zach Wilson is starting, are the Lions favored by 2 or 3?
Lions are favored by 19.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, you know, the way that Mike White got injured, I mean, he went to the hospital just precautionary, but it was like, you know, multiple like rib shots. I don't know, maybe pretty aggressive to play him. I lean towards the Lions as well. I mean, this is, again, a line that could obviously move based on the quarterback situation. All right, let's take a break. That is all your best bets, right?
That is every single one of them, Brenton.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, a few more lines that could move. Next.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All righty. So You know, obviously you, you know, you have these situations where when you're doing look at, you know, doing look at lines, which we are essentially doing right now, where you have a Monday night football game between the Cardinals and the Patriots, Patriots at Cardinals. And you have a, you know, you have lines for those teams. Sometimes you don't always get them, but sometimes we, in this case, we do have a line for the Patriots at the Raiders, which is a pick 'em right now. Now, I think that sometimes like the Vegas, like I don't think they want to make the Raiders favorites in this game. You know, Belichick sort of revenge angle. Last time he played against Josh McDaniels, coached against Josh McDaniels, McDaniels, you know, beat him, very awkward handshake at midfield. McDaniels did keep his job. Belichick did keep his job. It did very well. If the Patriots smoke the Cardinals, I think we could see this line sort of shift towards the Patriots. Let's say you.
What if the Cardinals win?
Then this could shift towards the Raiders.
Yeah, that's this is just an interesting game. I don't think they want to move it very much either way, just because you have two coaches who so intimately know each other.
Yeah,
with Belichick and McDaniels, and just, you know, McDaniels is the guys. I know exactly how Belichick prepares. Don't let him play mind games with you. I know what he's going to do. I know who he's going to try and stop. He's going to try and slow down Devontae Adams. And Belichick's sitting there like, Josh, your defense, your offense is so basic, and you have Derek Carr running it. I'm going to crush you.
Yeah.
So yeah, this one's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's like, what, you know, will there be like 4D chess going on, or is Belichick just like this fool? And remember, the Raiders are coming off, we'll have a 10-day break. That's part of why this line is out too. There's no Cardinals. We currently don't have a Cardinals Broncos line. Oh my God, what a thrilling game. If the Patriots win on Monday, that would put the Arizona Cardinals at 4-9, which is the 5-8 for the Raiders. So I mean, just a really worthless game on a Sunday afternoon between two teams, two very disappointing teams with the franchises who are too cheap to fire their coaches, or likely too cheap to fire their coaches. Yeah, I think that would be the one thing. Like if the Patriots roll the Cardinals, I think, you know, you have a, yes, the Raiders 10 days, to, you know, mini bye, but the Patriots, a lot of motivation to try to push for the playoffs, whereas the Raiders may not be motivated anymore because their playoff chances went up in smoke, thanks to Baker Mayfield's wild comeback on Thursday night. The Packers the Rams at the Packers. Baker Mayfield didn't look great the whole game, but he looked great late. Aaron Rodgers not great this season so far. A total of 40. This line is 8. I think that's going to come down below 7. I think that is way, way, way too many points for a Green Bay Packers team to be giving to a remotely competent Baker Mayfield in a Sean McVay offense in prime time. When are the Rams like exciting right now? No. Are the Rams going to score a bunch of points? Hell no. But can the Rams keep it within a touchdown? Yeah, I think so. That's 8 is a lot, man.
Yeah, this kind of feels like I'd compare it to the Bills Jets game week 14, where that one was 9.5. And it just felt like, I just feel like the Jets were good enough to not be beat by 10. And that's how I feel about the Rams here. Like, do I expect the Rams win? Probably not, but the Packers should not be favored by more than a touchdown over anyone. And you have Baker Mayfield, who's going to be going in this game with so much confidence after what happened in the Thursday game against the Raiders. He's running this offense that he apparently loves, based on what we've seen out of him so far. He's going to have had 10 days to prepare, and the Packers just haven't been out destroying opponents this year. So yeah, I think they sure have. I do feel like it's going to move toward the Rams. I think you're right.
Yeah. I mean, the Packers are 5-8 though, by the way. A win against the Rams, it'd at least make the Packers season a little more interesting if they win. Yeah. So there's still some motivation there. Aaron Rodgers will come to play. He and Baker Mayfield, fun little duel there. The other one I'll throw out too is the Eagles against the Bears. Eagles -9 at Chicago, and that may have already moved a little bit. The Bears are on bye, so they've had, you know, maybe an extra week to get, you know, maybe put in a package of plays for Justin Fields, get things healthy. But like, the Eagles are a destructive force right now, and they've clinched the playoff bid. And now they're trying to sort of lock down, you know, the division. The Cowboys saved themselves from, you know, complete self-destruction against the Texans on Sunday. They're still two games back of the Eagles, with 4 to play. So, you know, take a business trip to Chicago where you just pound the Bears, a team that you can run all over, a team that shouldn't be able to throw all over you because Mooney's out for the season. Darnell Mooney's out for the season. you know, you're asking Justin Fields to do a lot with a decent, with a good pass rush from Philly. This feels like this could be an absolute bloodbath for the Eagles. And I can see this line getting like, you know, to 11 or 12 even.
You know, Brinson, I thought you were going to go the other way with this, but I actually, I absolutely agree with you here. I think that the Eagles, they're going to be all business. Look, they still need to clinch that number one seed. They don't want anyone to get near catching them. And the one thing you got to do when you want something like that, you got to beat the bad teams on your schedule. The Bears are not a good team, even though Justin Fields has made them a lot more fun to watch and their brand of football is much more exciting. But it does feel like the Eagles are much more talented on both sides of the ball. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if this point spread gets into double digits.
The yeah, not at all. I think it'll close double digits for sure. The other one that could potentially go even higher, it's already 14, which is ridiculous. 14 on Chiefs minus 14 on the road at the Texans. You know, the Texans gave it their all against Dallas. I could see like a sort of a comeback to earth against the Chiefs, who you know, also trying to chase the number one seed. I don't know how high this could go. Like, I don't know what you would have to, what you would need to, you know, to with the Chiefs to actually like lay the points. But I mean, like, I'm definitely, you know, taking Chiefs minus 14 right now. If I'm not taking Texans plus 14 against the Chiefs. So I think that one could maybe trickle up a little bit too as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it will trickle up that much. Like, I don't think we'll see it get to 16, maybe like 14 and a half. So you have the 2-touchdown mark. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it does move a little bit.
All right, that'll do it for us. That's the early betting trends and odds and picks and line movements for week 15. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Tune in after the show. Tune in after Sunday Night Football for the recap show. For Reach, I'm Brinson. See you guys later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.